Myth number four. Some people just have the Midas touch. It is easy to think that people who are successful at investing in real estate have some sort of Midas touch, but there is no such thing. They are just people who see opportunities and know how to make them real and profitable. Take any 10-acre piece of land. Let's say this parcel is flanked by significant retail presence on all sides, and most of the big retail chains are represented in the adjacent centers. There is also a large microchip manufacturer nearby that employs 1,000 people. Ask a tract home builder and he'll see 40 single-family homes on that 10 acres. Ask a custom home builder and he'll see 10 luxury estates. Ask a retail commercial developer and she'll see a new shopping center anchored by 2 large retailers with specialty stores and restaurants as fill-in. Ask a multifamily developer and she'll see a 150-unit apartment community with a clubhouse, pool, and workout facility. Another commercial developer who specializes in office space may see a 3-story office building. In other words, everyone sees the property differently, and each vision will deliver a different level of payout, some better than others. The important part of recognizing opportunities is common sense. People who seem to have the Midas touch use their common sense when looking at property and opportunities. In the example here, common sense tells me that building custom homes would be a tough sell on a 10-acre parcel flanked by heavily trafficked retail. Single-family tract homes may be just as challenging. Additional retail may be viable if the developer can lure high-quality anchor tenants to the location, but they may already be operating in other nearby centers. By far, in this example, either multi-unit housing or office space are the most viable options. Why? Because of the nearby employment base, the absence of apartments in the area, the proximity to retail, and the lack of office rentals. The developer in this instance who builds offices or apartments will have the best chance of success and will appear to have the Midas touch. There's no magic, just common sense. Myth number five, you need a great deal of confidence. Not true. People underestimate themselves all the time. They listen to that little voice of self-doubt telling them all the reasons they can't do something, why they shouldn't even try. I believe there are two voices, the voice of reason and the voice of self-doubt. The voice of reason is common sense. The voice of self-doubt is your past leading your future. I made a conscious decision not to let my past dictate my future. I grew up in an average middle-class home. I worked for what I got. I learned solid values from my parents. My father was not particularly entrepreneurial until later in his career. Hardworking, yes, but not entrepreneurial. He worked for the same company for most of his career. When I got out of college, I followed in my dad's footsteps and got a job. But while in that job, I began to meet people. People who showed me their entrepreneurial ways. They became my mentors, and from them, I became entrepreneurial. Then, I combined the innate values I received from my parents and my own newfound entrepreneurial spirit, and I became whole. Nothing in my upbringing would have prepared me for what I'm doing now, and yet everything did. I believe it is up to each of us to let go of the memories of unsupportive fathers, ultra-critical mothers, ridiculing friends, and teachers who labeled us from the first day of school. Everybody has had negative influences in their lives, and everyone must rise from challenging situations. That's what successful people do. Myth number six, you want to do it, but don't really have the time. This really comes down to choices and priorities. There is always time to do the things we need to do, like go to work every day, mow the lawn, feed the dog. Often, there isn't time to do the things we really want to do. Learn to speak a second language, or volunteer in the community. We'll often do what we need and put off what we want. Unfortunately, our wants are what truly enrich our lives. The investment real estate business is something you should want to do and may even need to do. It's work. To be truly successful, especially in the beginning, you will be involved in the day-to-day activities of finding and evaluating property, negotiating deals, overseeing contract repair work, possibly even managing the property once it's yours. I can honestly say I find the business rewarding, fun, and because of that, it is profitable.